The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
And we do welcome you to the program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marsha Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is to provide you a comprehensive look at analysis of challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge you might be experiencing. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools range from website referrals, concepts, resources that we have used or analyzed to ensure you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. Today, we're going to be outlining managing cash flow during your slow times. If you have any comments or questions, you may email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Video Broadcast Services is a unique and effective methodology to successfully compete with your online marketing. We provide SEO, video SEO, content, social media, and more. Our complete marketing packages include the entire toolbox you need to create a permanent presence within the major search engines. We even include state-of-the-art websites, complete with weekly and monthly updates, to ensure your content remains fresh and relevant for your customers. You can reach us at 888-996-9697. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. Another great show that we're putting out today to the public. And, we get a lot of questions from our listeners, and they send in from time to time requests on what we can do shows on. And today's show is a prime example of that. And, how to effectively, manage cash flow in slow times and what businesses can do and use to help them better manage cash flow in slow times and, ultimately overcome those slow times and get back to where their business needs to be cash flowing.
Exactly. And we did get quite a few inquiries about this particular, a variation or one of another of this topic, because it seems to kind of be one of those things that a lot of business owners really struggle with trying to stay on top of. And, after being in business for many years, I have found that irrespective of what industry you're in, the 3J months tend to be the three that seem to bog businesses down. That would be obviously January, June, and July. And a lot of people would think, well, I can't imagine if you owned a landscaping business that June would be, that slow. But, the reality of it is, January, June, and July are as far as, busyness goes, if you will. In January, you have people that are kind of financially hungover from the holidays. Winter sets in, so that can affect it. There are businesses that are obviously insulated from these 3 months and they don't experience that. But typically, a lot of business, like I was talking to a car dealership yesterday, and he had explained to me that, June and July, you would think that that would be busy times for them. And the reality of it is they can be slow. And a lot of that reason is that vacations. Vacations are huge in July. So, people are not out looking to buy a new car. They may bring it in for service, but typically in terms of buying a new car, people, during the winter months, they cannot wait to get to summer. So summer comes and the weather's great and people just simply do not want to be out car shopping. That's not to say cars aren't sold in June and July, but typically the week leading up to the 4th of July, the week of the 4th of July, and the week after the 4th of July are the three weeks in terms of commerce that are the slowest of the year. And I know a lot of people find that interesting, but I can assure you that the data on that is absolutely right. And in June, you have a lot of people getting out of school. You have college graduations, high school graduations, showers, you know, baby showers, bridal showers, weddings. It tends to be, again, that lead up into July where people's schedules are so consumed. And, you know, a lot of people that work Monday through Friday, the last thing they want to be doing is out, you know, being the weekend warrior, you know, running through retail stores or car lots or whatever. So it can be very, very slow. And then, you know, you have, a lot of people think, well, you know, you would imagine that summer retail sales would be great and would be robust with, you know, gardening tools and fans and air conditioners. And I'm here to say that they are. But a lot of people are getting very, very savvy. They're shopping, you know, pre-season, or they're shopping post-season. So they pick up those items when they go on sale, or they buy them, you know, at the end of the summer. You can go into any retail store and all their garden supplies are marked way down and whatnot. So it really is one of those things where, you know, it is what it is, and you kind of have to plan for it. Perhaps in your business, you have months that are completely different than what I'm talking about in terms of how it affects your business. You know, so I guess the solutions are the same, though. And, you know, I would highly recommend that you dollar cost average your months. And you really have got to kind of take the months that are notoriously slow, and you need to dollar cost average that into the months that are robust. So, you know, if your overhead is X amount of dollars on any given month, you need to take your months that are slow and dollar cost average that overhead into those months, and then bump it up by that percentage to cover your expenses during your lean times. And that's how I have always done it, and I think it's a great way to do it. You know, another thing that people, you know, struggle with is in terms of cash flow is in their receivables. And I think a great way to ensure that your receivables are met in a timely fashion is to offer a discount if it's paid within 10 days. A lot of businesses do that. That's a great way to do that. But also, you know, when you're establishing your relationships with your clients, you know, if you do have, you know, some of them that are slow paying, you know, again, I think it's you have to dollar cost average that into your monthly budget to ensure that you are able to make ends meet, so to speak. Kyle, some of the ideas that, you know, we've talked about or, you know, you've done within yourself and how it can help our listeners.
Yeah, no, I mean, no one has a crystal ball. And, you know, obviously we can look at trends and look at past years, and like you said, there are the slow months of the year, and it's important that we, you know, gauge for those and manage for those, and you know, use, you know, if we need to use good accounting software, that we use something like that to help us, you know, run projections for the future and kind of see, you know, kind of see where things are trending and going. But it's important, like if you know that you're coming into a slow month, maybe. Maybe the month before, depending on how your business operates or what you do, the month to 2 months before, you're really pushing hard those months to help make up for that slower month that you've historically experienced. And so there's a lot of different ways that we can kind of, you know, like I said, we don't have a crystal ball, but we can look at history and data and trends and adjust and get ready to manage those slower months.
Right, exactly. And also, you know, it's a good idea. The dollar cost averaging concept works great, but also, you know, you really need a slush fund for your business, much like you do for your household, and, you know, whatever that looks like to you in terms of what you need. Sometimes people, you know, might have a big sale or whatever and decide to just kind of go, you know, a little crazy with it, and I highly recommend that not be your strategy, that you kind of put things away for a rainy day, if you will, to be able to cover those months. And, you know, whatever your months may be, I do know that the 3J months tend to be the you know, the real, you know, months that people struggle, and I think it's a great idea to kind of save for those months, dollar cost average, and also have a slush fund, because you never know what's around the corner, and whether it's slow paying clients, whether it's the economy, whether it's catastrophic drop in stock market, which, you know, sometimes the psychological effect that it can have on businesses and people spending money and so many things. Look what happened after 9/11. Many businesses were affected for many years. I would even gather that some businesses will tell you that they're still affected by the what happened with 9/11 in terms of, you know, people, you know, having a different philosophy. A hurricane comes through and gas prices go through the roof, and then you have that trickle effect where, the cost of your goods and services have gone up, and you don't want to raise prices because it can then negatively affect your bottom line. So it really does have that trickle-down effect. So the best, medicine for that is to is prevention and really having a strategy to carry you through those lean times. Again, we are out of time, but thank you for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept such as what we've talked about today, or you have useful information, a website that would be great for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.